So while we're getting organized, this is the part where I sort of stall and tap dance and things. So the reason why they're north, south, east, west is because combo is a class, and you have to have a certain number of students in a class, but that number is too big for the number of students that should be in a combo. So we have this one class, but we divide it up into smaller groups, and then we just sort of somehow make it work. And sometimes you'll see that there might be a student in one combo playing the guitar, but then he's playing piano in another group. So we do have a couple students that double up because they're trying to work on their multi-instrumental skills, which is a good thing to have if you're going to be a professional, as a lot of these young musicians are going to be. They're well on their way. So we're getting the jazz band is taking the stage, which, oh, no, no, no. So while we're getting organized, I'm just going to jump in here and start talking about stuff. So my name is Mike Dana, and I have had the... Thank you. And I have had the absolute joy and pleasure to be the director of jazz studies here at City College for 28 years. Oh, my gosh. And, that didn't sound good. Is it okay? No, not really?
No.
Okay, wow, okay. When you're a band director and you hear a loud crashing sound, it's never good. So anyway, we have been working hard all year long, all semester long, as we do, and have prepared what we hope is a pretty enjoyable set for you. We're going to play... the theme of tonight's concert is past, present, and future, and that sort of came from an idea that I had that for my last concert as directing this wonderful group, that I would pick a couple of pieces to play from things that we've done in the past, because they're just pieces that I really, really like. And then the present part is we're just sort of celebrating the wonderful students that we have in our group right now. And the future is kind of exciting because a lot of these folks... before you tonight, we'll be moving on to other schools. We'll talk about that a little bit later. A lot of new students are coming into the program, and that's kind of the essence of what we do here. We take the students that we have, we try to prepare them as best we can, and then we give them the boot, and we send them out into the world, and they do amazing things. So that's going to be the future of the jazz program here at City, so we're pretty excited about that. So if y'all will excuse me for 1 second, I'm just going to check in with these guys and see if we're all present and accounted for. My wife told me that I should have written down a bunch of notes because I would forget stuff, and I said, nah, I'm not going to forget anything. So she's usually right. I wanted to remind you all that our Dean, Neil Vanderpool, has arranged for a super reception that we're all invited to. You guys, us guys, the faculty, the audience members, and it's going to be in the Black Box Theater, which is out that door and sort of there. It's about a 5 second walk from here. So after the concert, we hope that you will join us and have some refreshments and congratulate these wonderful students that are about to play for you. So wanted to make sure that I let you know about that. Thank you. Thank you. That was a tune called Cubism, and that's a really fun tune to open with. You heard some Ben Christensen on the drums on that. You heard Ryan Fromuth on piano. You heard Brandon Mahawi on alto saxophone and Angel Gonzalez on the trumpet on that tune. So we'd like to continue with a tune. This is one of those tunes that we played several years ago, and it just the first time I heard it, it really stuck with me, and so we're going to play it for you now. It's called Fall Down 7, Stand Up 8. I'm not good at math. So if you think about it, that's a pretty cool saying. And the tune is really, really cool. It's written by a friend of ours named Steve Owen from the University of Oregon, and it's just a tune that really knocked me out the first time I heard it. And it's going to feature this evening Marco Danilovsky on the tenor saxophone. So here is... Yeah, you can clap. Yeah. So here is Fall Down 7, Stand Up 8. Thank you. Marco Danilowski on tenor saxophone. So, if you've been anywhere 28 years, you develop certain traditions, and I don't even remember when this started, but we used to do these springtime concerts at a club in town called the Starline, and normally we do this Monday night event at Roger Aka's. And anyway, a long time ago, we just started playing this goofy game. And it was fun, and you know, there's prizes and there's contestants. And I wasn't going to do it this year because I thought, well, it's Larry's retiring, so am I, and it needs to be more dignified, right? So that's out the window after the shirt thing. But fortunately, some of the students had said that they really wanted to do this jazz trivia thing that we've been doing for so long. The jazz trivia thing. A tightly rehearsed ensemble. So anyway, Cameron Golling, one of our trombonists, went out in the audience earlier, and he said he rounded up. You got four, right, Cameron?
I think so.
He thinks so. So if you're a contestant, a.k.a. a victim, we hope that at the appropriate point that you'll come up on stage, and we won't embarrass you too much, only just a little bit. But it's really fun, and you'll have some valuable prizes from the dollar store, so you... Not going to want to miss out on that. What do we got, guys?
Bedtime story?
Okay, so we're going to continue with a tune. The tune is composed by Herbie Hancock, who is a legend and a huge influence on so many contemporary musicians. And this is a tune that was arranged for a large jazz ensemble by Alan Baylock, who's now the director at University of North Texas. So you got kind of an A-list and then another A-list guy there. So we hope you like this tune. It's called Tell Me a Bedtime Story. And Cameron Galling on trombone gets to be featured on this, as does Mr. Ted Barber on the guitar. So Tell Me a Bedtime Story. Thank you. So Larry said a lot of things that I've been thinking about a lot this year, too. If you get to get up in the morning and go to a place to work where you feel like an incredible sense of privilege that you get to do this. I mean, when I was a little kid, I wanted to be a musician, and I knew I wanted to be in music, and I didn't know what form that was going to take, and man, did it work out. So I get to hang out with people like these musicians that you've heard tonight. I get to work with the most amazing colleagues, and it has really been a treat for the last 28 years. So, and it's hard to know sometimes how to put that into words, because there's all the students you've had in the past, and a lot of them. In fact, if you played in a City College jazz group ever in the last 28 years, would you stand up right now? And would everybody else clap super loud? I need to see the alumni. I mean, that's just... So, I mean, that's pretty cool. And again, speaking of past, present, and future, we have a whole bunch of students that are going to be coming back next year, but we have several that are moving on, and I just wanted to acknowledge them really quickly, because our loss at City College is going to be somebody else's gain, and somebody else is scoring big time. So how about giving it up for Brandon Mahawi, who's going to CSU Long Beach. There he is right there. And our good friends down on Shaw Avenue, Fresno State, they're gonna score too. They're getting Carson Fields and Angel Gonzalez on saxophone and trumpet. And some of you know this because you've been in it, but some people might not. There's a really cool program we have. It's called High School Enrichment. And basically what happens is you can be a high school student, but your counselor works it out so that you also enroll at City College. So you're doing your high school thing that you're supposed to do, but you're also starting to get some college credits, and more important than that, some experience. So we have a student named Gunnar Tapp from Clovis High School, who at the Reno Jazz Festival, was it the outstanding high school trumpet? Yeah. And of all the places he could have gone, he's going to come here in the fall. So how about Gunnar Tapp on the trumpet? So it's kind of crazy because, I said, okay, so who's transferring? And Gunnar goes, well, I'm coming here. And I go, well, dude, that totally counts. Also, Marco, who you heard earlier, Marco Danilovsky, is going to UCLA. That's Marco right there. And another fine musician, Andrew Watkins, who at the Reno Jazz Festival won the Outstanding Collegiate Trombone Player, which ain't no small thing. And Andrew's going to be going to a little joint called the Eastman School of Music. So I heard they're okay. And then lastly, Andrew Esquer, one of our wonderful piano players, apparently there's a bidding war, so he'll either be at CSU Northridge or at San Diego State. So how about a hand for all these great musicians? All right. One of the other things that's really cool is that we have an incredible... breadth of wonderful talent in Fresno. Craig Vonberg arranged this next piece, and it's just, I just love it so much. It's called Blame It on My Youth, and we played it here actually for the City Jazz Festival when we had our guest artist Gilbert Castellanos here, and Gilbert did a wonderful job, but you gotta hear our guy. So this is gonna feature Lucas Romero on Blame It on My Youth. Thank you. I think it's just about time to invite Julie Dana up to the stage to assist with something. And if Cameron Golling contacted you about a certain game that we're about to play, Joseph, are you ready? And the game is called Jazz Trivia, then... Unrehearsed. Okay, if we could have our four contestants come on up, and Vanna White, a.k.a. Julie Dana, is going to assist. Yeah, yeah. Can I have the envelope that's in there? Yeah. Okay. Would you open that envelope? It's been sealed. All right. Some shady-looking characters here. They each... Have we ever met before?
No.
Okay, cool. So we're going to ask you guys some trivia questions about people in the band. So is Ryan? Ryan's here somewhere, right? We need Ryan. Ryan Frumuth. Okay, no, come out here. Come out here. Come out here. Okay, so this is some trivia about Ryan. Ryan Frumuth has an unusual skill. He can do something that few other people can do. Tom. Oh, I don't know you. Wait. Yeah. Guy, I don't know. Tom, can he A, move objects using only his mind? Is it B, communicate non-verbally with dolphins? Or C, can he lick his own elbow? It's C. That is correct. He can lick his own elbow. Is Ryan here? Can you demonstrate? Oh, the tension. Holy! That ain't right. All right. Tom, you get this crappy ornament. And a bag of trophies. How about a hand for contestant number one? Hello, sir. Have we ever met before?
No.
Excellent answer. Carson, stand up. Carson Fields is a fine woodwind player, but less successful as a criminal in training. Which of three scenarios actually took place? Was it A, he once got stuck in a doggy door after getting locked out of his house. The fire department had to cut the door open to free him. B, once seriously considered robbing a bank using an E-flat clarinet as his only weapon. Clarinet players, that could happen. Or C, as a kid, he made a prank 911 call. When the cop showed up, he told them that he called because the neighbor's dog was barking. What do you think?
I think I'm going to go with number three.
He says number C, and that is correct. You win. You have a tambourine. And some boogers. I don't really know what that is. But I'm sure. All right. Hello, contestant number three. Have we met before?
No.
No, we have not. Excellent. Andrew, stand up. Andrew Watkins, stand up. Andrew Watkins has a knack for attracting unusual offers from strangers. Once, he was approached by a strange guy who made which strange offer? Was it A, said stranger gave Andrew and friends his phone number and $100 and said he would take them golfing with Tiger Woods? Or is it B, the stranger gave Andrew and his friends his phone number and $100 and said he would take them to see his pet tiger? Or was it C, the stranger gave Andrew and his friends his phone number and $100 and said he would take them all to see the Giants play the Tigers in a preseason game?
C.
Correct. No, no, no. It's the first one. It's the Tiger Woods one. Say
A.
It's A. You win. Oh, God. You get some Disney Princess maracas.
You can trade, you can trade.
And a pin the tail on the donkey game. Wow. When I was a kid, we had to play pin the blame on the donkey. It was a rough childhood. Have we met before?
Yeah, one time you made me recognize the posters.
We have not met before. Excellent. Okay, great. Spencer, is Spencer Reeve in the house? Come on up here. All right, Spencer's a fine young bass player. One of our bassists, Spencer Reeve, has a slight sensory issue that he is working hard to overcome. Which is it? Spencer has 30% of the usual number of taste buds, so he has difficulty playing the song Sugar. That's A. Or is it B, that he's colorblind, making playing the song Blue and Green somewhat of a challenge? Or is it C, he has a limited sense of smell, so he always calls the song some skunk funk at jam sessions? What do you think?
B.
She says B, and you are correct. You win a value pack of 12 ninjas. Definitely not a choking hazard. And a plastic harmonica. How about a hand? How about a hand for the lovely Julie Dana? So we do that every year. Yeah, we just do. I don't know why. It'll probably stop now. This group recently, this past weekend, played at the Reno Jazz Festival, and I was super proud of these guys because they came away with first place in the community college division, which is really awesome. And we would like to play for you now our three last tunes, and this is the set that they played in Reno. A friend of mine turned me on to a composer by the name of Mike Conrad, and I just, oh, this guy's a genius. And so we actually did two of his pieces. This first one is an arrangement of a tune by Joe Henderson. It's called Tetragon. And you're going to get to hear Andrew Watkins on the trombone. There's some Joseph Mazzi on the drums, and there's Brandon Mahawi once again on alto. So this is our Reno set, and we're gonna wrap up with these three tunes for you guys. And thank you for indulging in the jazz trivia. That's Andrew Watkins on trombone and Brandon on saxophone and Joseph on the drums. So I would just like to quickly recap some of the thank yous that Larry sent out there into the audience over. People come to concerts and they hear wonderful music and it's a really wonderful thing. But once again, to Jeff Barrett, who I've worked with for 14 years, and to Chris Lang, who joined us a couple years ago, thanks. You guys do so much. Thank you to all the wonderful colleagues from City College, both as a faculty. Our dean, Neil Vanderpool, Don Lopez, our VP, and Carol Goldsmith, our president. It takes all of these moving parts to kind of make this happen. And Larry said it so beautifully, none of this matters at all without these people in front of you. Can you give them another hand, please? And hey, Jeff, could you bring up the house lights real quick? I started here as probably in the program back in, when was it? 1990. And in 1999, we had an opening for a choral director, and in the wisdom of the committee at the time, they hired Julie Reyes, who turned out to be a pretty good choral director. And so after a little while, I thought, you know, I don't want to be that weird guy. But I wondered if she would maybe like to go hear a Philharmonic concert, and she said, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And so anyway, Julie Reyes is now Julie Dana, and that is the best thing that ever happened to me. Thank you, Fresno City College. I don't know where Julie is right now, but... Where is she? Oh, okay. And I'm sure I'm going to pay for that when I get home. Okay. So we got a couple more tunes we're going to do for you. I just love this next tune. It's called The Mild, Mild Midwest. And it features Cameron Golling on trombone. And it features, and Marco. Gosh, I'm losing my mind. I'm overcome with emotion. So, and you guys will be too when you hear this. This is a beautiful piece of music. Here's Marco and Cameron and The Mild, Mild Midwest. Thank you. So I know that I have a lot of students that are going to be, or already are, music educators, and I always tell them that I really hope you guys get to have a career that's brought you as much joy as mine has. Which brings us to...
Hi. I would like to take a turn.
Oh, boy.
Hi, everyone. My name is Dr. Kevin Cooper. I'm the chair of the music department, and I would just like to invite the music faculty, staff, adjunct professors, and full-time so that we can take a turn saying thank you. We've heard from Professors Dana and Honda all this gratitude that they have to us, to the students, to the institution, but the contribution that you've given here is just so deep and so impressive, and so we would like to take a turn saying thank you for all you've done. I can say personally that if there's some goodness in my teaching, it's in part because of the model you've set for me, just two offices down and one for you. And you've been an incredible example of absolute exemplary musicianship and incredible deep and selfless teaching, and then just incredible kindness and sincerity. You're true originals and truly authentic, and I just strive to be that way, and I know that I speak for all of us when I say these things. So we have a little thank you gift for you here.
Is it a pony?
Got it at the dollar store. In honor of Larry Honda, Music Faculty, Fresno City College, 1997 to 2018, your love of music and service to others will always be remembered. Mike Dana, Music Faculty, Fresno City College, 1990 to 2018. Your love of music and service to others will always be remembered. Thank you, Mike.
I'll just contribute one last thing, and if you guys would move over this way. One of the things that, after much cajoling my husband, I talked him into team teaching with me, a group, and they're doing their concert tomorrow with George's Latin Jazz Band and at Roger Rocca's, but we wanted to come and sing a special song for Mr. Honda and for Mr. Dana. And so we're going to give you a little preview of Tuesday night. So, jazz singers, are you around somewhere?
Thank you.
Wow. My wife is full of surprises. Indeed she is. And I should have listened harder because she told me to write all this stuff down. We have a great concert tomorrow night, too. Oh, my gosh. That's all we do here at City College is do great music. Tomorrow night, you can hear the jazz singers and the Latin jazz group, and that concert is at Roger Rocca's. The show starts. There's actually a pre-show at 7. There is the actual show itself at 7:30. They're open at 6. You can buy some yummy dinner and delightfully refreshing refreshments. So we hope that you can make it there. Also, Julie, is that little donation box outside? Larry Honda and myself have worked together with our other colleagues to start an emeritus faculty scholarship. If you feel so moved and you would like to contribute to that, that money will be matched by our foundation, and it will create a scholarship that will allow us to support music students like the ones you've heard tonight indefinitely into the future. How cool is that? So if you feel like you can contribute to that, we would love to have you do that. We have one more tune, and boy, did you guys get your dollars worth for entertainment tonight or what? Oh my gosh. So sorry about the length of things, but there's just all this touchy-feely stuff we gotta do. So this will be the last tune that I will ever stand in front of these guys to do, and it's a Thad Jones tune that I love because I'm a big fan of Thad Jones's artistry. This is called Cherry Juice. Thank you so much. Remember, there's a reception. You're probably starving by now because this concert's been so long. So after the concert, please join us across the way out that door, and you'll find it. Just follow the delightful smells of snacks. So we'll see you after the show, and please enjoy Cherry Juice. Thank you. How about another hand for Larry Honda and the amazing jazz combos? And the jazz singers.
Larry.
All right. You guys, thank you so much. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for the last 28 years. My heart is very full. I cannot thank you all enough. Yes, I can. I'll thank you in there at the reception. So let's all go next door.